Welcome to an audio tutorial on the Sea Crane Solar Observer Radio. This is Tim Hendel speaking for Sea Crane of Fortuna, California. Phone 800-522-8863. And this is an audio tutorial primarily for blind people on the Sea Crane Solar Observer Radio. This is not a reading of the manual. It's an audio tutorial done by a blind person describing the best way for a blind person to use this radio. Now, although this radio is sometimes described as an emergency radio, it has AM, FM, and NOAA weather band, just put three AA batteries into it, and we think it's a fine everyday radio to use around the house, yard, and garden, and on a trip. But we will cover things such as the dynamo, which charges the rechargeable battery. As you hold this radio in your hands, you will notice a strap at the top, kind of a leather strap at the top. Behind the strap is the telescoping antenna, and behind that is the solar panel, which we will discuss in a moment. If you observe the front of the radio now, and I like to do this by lying it down on its back, the top part of the front panel from the very left to almost over to the right is a smooth, this is the display, a smooth panel. Immediately to the right of the display is a thumb wheel. This is the station tuning knob for AM and FM. Now we're going to locate the most important thing on this radio when you first start using it, and that is to make sure that the flashlight is off. If you touch the left-hand edge of the radio near the top, you will find a round, smooth, glass-feeling-like thing. That is the flashlight. On the right-hand side is the wind-up crank, which we will cover in a moment. If you locate the display on the radio and move your fingers up to the edge between the front and the top of the radio, and move almost all the way to the left, there is a slide switch. The slide switch has three positions. All the way to the left turns the flashlight on. In the middle turns the display light on, and all the way to the right turns the lights off. So if you are totally blind, you're going to want to be sure that the lights are totally turned off, as they function even when the radio is turned off, and they will drain the battery. This type of LED light does not emit any heat. Unlike a regular incandescent bulb, you can't place your hand against this light and tell whether it's on. You just have to observe the switch. To the right of the display, we have located a thumb wheel, which is the tuning for AM and FM. Below the thumb wheel is a three-position vertical slide switch. In other words, it slides up and down. It has three positions. All the way to the top, you are using the rechargeable battery, which is in the radio. In the middle position, you are using the AA's, if you have put three AA's into the radio. And all the way down, the radio is off. Moving to the left, you will find another slide switch. However, this one is horizontal instead of vertical. All the way to the left is FM, in the middle is AM, and all the way to the right is the weather band. If we return to the on-off switch, the three-position on-off switch, below that is the volume control. If we now return to the band switch, below that is a knob. It feels like it's got sort of a handle on it. It feels like the channel switching knob on some of the old analog TVs. And this knob has seven click positions. This gives us the seven frequencies for NOAA weather radio broadcasts. Each of these frequencies is 25 kilohertz higher, thus 162.425, 162.450, until the seventh channel, 162.550 megahertz. You may find it more convenient to just think of these as channel 1 up to channel 7. Behind the handle is the telescoping antenna. The telescoping antenna works on FM and the NOAA weather radio. It does not have any effect on AM. It's the internal ferrite antenna which affects AM reception. And like all AM radios, turning the radio around may cause the station to come in better or not so good. This radio, unlike some weather radios, actually received several NOAA weather stations outside of my own city. My local NOAA weather radio happens to be on channel 1, 162.400 megahertz. Depending on propagation, I can always pick up one on channel 6, and I can sometimes pick up a weather station on channel 2 and another station on channel 4. If you can pick up several NOAA weather radio stations, you may find it interesting to observe that the computer speech that they use sounds slightly different. Some stations have their speech set a little faster, some have it set a little slower, and some have the pitch a little higher or the pitch a little lower. But your local NOAA weather radio station will probably come in with a telescoping antenna all the way down. Likewise on FM, if you live in a city, you may get better FM reception with the telescoping antenna all the way down or just partially up. If you have the antenna all the way up and you're in the city, you may find that FM stations come in at places on the dial where they're not really supposed to be. This is very common with portable FM radios. If you have this problem, just put the antenna down until you're getting only the stations that you want. On the back panel of the radio, just below the edge, you will feel something that is smooth. This is the solar panel. If you run your finger along the lower edge of the solar panel, where it seems to blend in with the plastic of the radio, on the right-hand side, you'll find a little indentation. And if you stick the end of your finger into this indentation, you'll find that you can lift the solar panel up so that it sticks out 90 degrees away from the radio. Or you can also have it about halfway so that it sticks out maybe 45 degrees. This solar panel is used to charge the internal rechargeable battery. On the right-hand edge of the radio, in the same position where the flashlight is on the left, on the right you will find a crank. By unfolding this crank, you will discover a handle. You can then crank the radio. It sounds like this when you crank it. This will charge the internal rechargeable battery. On the left-hand edge of the radio below the flashlight are three jacks, or ports. The top jack is for a headphone, and this radio feeds a stereo headset. Even though you don't get FM stereo, you do get sound out of both earphones of a stereo headset, and I might say quite powerful sound if you use a headset. Below this is a jack for charging a cell phone. We'll have more about that later. And below this, and this is the largest jack of all, is for an AC wall adapter to be used for recharging the battery. So there are three ways to charge the battery: the crank, the solar panel, and the wall charger. You can purchase this wall charger from C-Crane. You can also power the radio with three AA batteries. However, these batteries do not charge the rechargeable battery, and they do not charge a cell phone. They are just used to power the radio itself. Here is a caution in the manual. If you purchase the wall charger from C-Crane, use it only to charge the battery. Don't leave your radio permanently connected via this wall charger, or it can damage your rechargeable battery. On the back panel of the radio near the bottom, if you turn the radio over so that it's lying on its face, is a very typical plastic panel that you can remove to put in the three AA batteries. You'll find a little finger hole, just kind of press down and push the panel toward the bottom of the radio. It should snap right off. Then you will see the battery compartment. The part of the battery compartment that is closest to the center of the radio takes two AA batteries, with the minus or flat part of the battery against the spring. The part that is closest to the edge of the radio takes one AA battery, once again with the minus or flat part of the battery closest to the spring. Next to that, you will feel the internal rechargeable battery. If you feel it carefully, you can actually feel three round cells, just like the three AA batteries that you're putting in. Do not remove this rechargeable battery. If the rechargeable battery is fully charged, the radio will play for approximately 30 hours on AM. You can fully charge this battery by leaving it in the sun for some 30 hours, which means perhaps over the course of 2 or 3 days. You can fully charge the battery with a crank by cranking for approximately 80 minutes. That's a good game to pass the radio around among some children if they don't have anything else to do and take turns cranking, maybe even give a prize for the person who cranks the longest. On a more practical level, the manual tells us that between 90 seconds and 2 minutes worth of cranking will give you about 30 minutes, maybe a little longer, on AM if you're listening with headphones. You get less time on FM, and you get less time if you're listening through the speaker. I cranked the radio for 2 minutes using a 2-minute timer and listened on FM at moderate volume using the speaker, not using headphones. I got about 18 to 20 minutes of play time on FM. When the FM started to fade out, I switched to AM, and it was going strong. I saw that I could have gotten several more minutes of play time on AM. It does not matter which direction you turn the crank. I find myself holding the radio in my left hand, usually on my lap, and cranking in a clockwise direction with my right hand. If you leave the radio in the sun all day long, you may want to adjust both the direction that the radio is facing and the angle at which the solar panel is tilted. I would recommend going outside every 2 to 3 hours, observing the direction of the sun, which is very easy to do if you're blind. Just observe the heat and rotate the radio slightly so that the solar panel is getting as much heat as it possibly can. The solar panel may feel warm. This is natural. We're told that even sunlight through a window has diminished UV or ultraviolet radiation. Therefore, setting the radio in direct sun outside is the best way to charge it using the solar panel. Charging a cell phone, you can use the crank generator to recharge your cell phone and get a few extra minutes of talk time. We've already discussed the jack on the left-hand side that connects to a cell phone. In your package is a short cable. One end of this cable is larger than the other. Plug the small end of the cable into the jack on the left-hand side of the radio. You will have several adapters. Find the adapter that matches the plug on the end of your normal cell phone charging AC wall unit. This is the same plug that you could plug into the fat end of the cable and then plug into your cell phone. The manual gives us the following cell phones that can be supported. Motorola V3, Samsung N630, Nokia. No model is given, so we're thinking all Nokia phones. LG, KG90, and iPhone. No model number is given, so we assume all iPhones. If your cell phone is not one of the models that I have just mentioned, but one of the adapters fits where you plug the charger on your cell phone, we very much recommend that you not use it unless you either contact C-Crane and see if the model of your cell phone is supported, or contact your cell phone manufacturer or distributor and see whether your cell phone emulates one of the phones we've just mentioned. In other words, ask them, can a charger which charges the such and such cell phone also charge my cell phone? Not doing this could result in damage to your cell phone if the amount of charge delivered is the wrong current, voltage, or the wrong polarity. Here are some statistics that we found in the manual. We've already mentioned that the radio doesn't play as long on a charge on FM or the weather band as it does on AM. The manual tells us we get about 50% of the operating time on FM, and it also tells us that the measurements which are made, which I told you earlier, were done with headphones, and if you play the radio through the speaker, your charge may not last quite as long. We're also told that the ideal rate to crank the radio is about 2 revolutions per second. I found that I was not able to crank it quite that fast, but with practice, I'm sure I could. This concludes this tutorial on the C-Crane Solar Observer FM-AM NOAA Weather Radio Rechargeable Battery with Dynamo Crank. If you have any problems with your radio, any questions, any doubts about recharging your cell phone, contact C-Crane at 800-522-8863. This is Tim Hendel wishing you many hours of pleasure with this radio, and don't save it just for emergencies. Use it any time you want a small radio around the house.